This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Seriously. So head up to the website. I'll wait. Go ahead. Head up to the website. I want you to, you know, check out the show. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can give me your email address. Right? And you can sign up for the newsletter. There's a bunch of stuff you can do. And you got to get involved in the conversation. You really do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, today was just an amazing day. And I say that. Here, let's add some music to it. Come on, Ray. Give me some work for you.
Like those nasty things you said about George W.
Yeah. I got to tell you, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I think they had to send an ambulance for her today, don't you think? She was floored, just totally floored by the, she wasn't surprised, but she definitely was floored by it. The rest of us were hearing something along these lines. Oh, happy day. It was only a half a happy day. Right? You think this is stomping Wednesday? Now, for some of you who were paying attention, right, people dancing around, being happy. But today's vote, not to have witnesses. And then what did they jump onto? Then somebody put an amendment in to vote on having just Bolton do a, come in for questioning. But this is, let's just stick on Schiff, because I have a lot of fun with him. He's easy to have fun with. You know, if he's their best and their brightest, they're screwed. Or their rank and file are idiots. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it, because here's a guy who's been lying from day one. Probably since he got into office, but that's beside the point. Here's a guy who's been lying from day one, talking about what he saw from the Russian investigation. He saw actual evidence that ties the president to Mr. Putin, right? We haven't seen it. Is he hiding it? Is he holding it back? Is he holding it over Trump's head? I don't know. So if he's got this evidence, lay it out there. If he doesn't have the evidence, then he was lying and therefore should be called out on it. And then you look at Russia, Russia, Russia. What? 3 years we've been hearing this. 3 years. And what's it end up with? A phone call from a non-whistleblower. Everybody who is directly involved with that call. I played the clip for you last night. You'll have to go back and listen to it. Everybody directly involved on that call said the president did not ask for a quid pro quo. Nobody took it as a quid pro quo. The president of Ukraine didn't take it as a quid. Nobody took it as a quid pro quo, except for the second removed from the call as a whole. He just didn't like the policy. So that gave him the right to become a whistleblower. Now, Then you get Adam Schiff say that he didn't know anything about it. He didn't know anything about this whistleblower, didn't know who he was, had never met the guy. But it's a whole different, you know, it's a lie. I don't, I guess when they say it, it's not a lie. It's a misspeak or whatever. I don't even know what to call it. Because they won't tell me what to call it. For them, it's not a lie. We do it, it's a lie. Well, somebody was telling me the other day, Martha Stewart, she got caught in singly, one lie. One lie to the FBI. She did time. She went to jail. Right now, Hillary Clinton's working on number 39, the 39th lie she's hanging in at. And what is she doing? She's got the Secret Service protecting her from being served with a summons from Tulsi Gabbard. Do not tell me there's two separate paths, if you would, for justice in this country. I mean, this is truly going to take a revolution. I'm not talking about guns, tanks, and that kind of stuff, but it's going to take a real revolution to change this, to clean out the swamp. Where do you think the Republican Party would be today if it was a President Cruz? Right, I don't know, President Bush? Oh, my God. Where do you think the party would be? There's no backbone. There's no spine. You saw that today. It was 51-49. Why is that? That was way too close. And you people in Utah, you vote for Romney again, why don't you just secede from the rest of the country? Because you obviously don't want to support the president. The guy's always been a rhino. Thank you, Jesus, that we didn't get Romney and Ryan as our president and vice president. Because, you know, I called out Ryan is the first pass, and he's left little seedlings behind. He's the first pass of progressive Republicanism that we've seen. Didn't push back one iota on President Oblamo when he wanted to raise, on the deficit, on the budget. Nobody seemed to care. Wasn't a big deal. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when we come back, play a short clip on a DNC group that's out there in different cities, different areas, teaching illegals how to vote. I love it. It doesn't happen. It can't happen. It's impossible. Bullpuckies. It's very possible. And it happens every day. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Tell me what you think. I mean, seriously, we need voter ID. No question about it. Otherwise, the Dems are going to keep playing the way they play, and chances are bigger that we're going to lose. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong. Although I'm very rarely wrong, if I say so myself. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. All right. We're just running through some crazy stories tonight. Or at least, right now. And I am so tired of us just letting them get away with it. When I say that, I had a long conversation with a friend of mine today about not playing by the, Queensberry rules or of boxing, right? The gentleman rules. No more. They don't play that way. Look at how they've acted all through this impeachment. They have acted like the bully from day one. Right? It's their playground. It's their grass. It's their ball. It's their bat. And the only thing we bring to the table is a glove, maybe. and you right start from Nancy Pelosi dictating and decreeing that she was going to start the impeachment process when it should have gone to a full vote. And then from there, they should have called everything they wanted to call. Well, you've already heard this a million times. I'm not going to go over this again. You know what the process and procedures were. They didn't follow them. The congressional trial, or whatever you want to call it, the hearings, was a sham. The president didn't get to defend himself. He didn't get to call anybody. And when Nadler says, yes, he had the right to call someone, yeah, they gave him like a week. And to say that he abused power because he stopped subpoenas, you already know the answer to that one, too. Every president pushes for executive to block executive orders and subpoenas. They exert executive privilege. So should we go back, right? Bring them all up on charges or what? How come they didn't say anything then? Their own words trapped. Remember, I kept telling you, they can't stand the internet. This interweb thing really hurts them because you can go find stuff they said 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it makes them look like jackwagons, like this one did. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's a leaked, I like that word now, because it works for us. Here's a leaked video of a DNC group teaching illegals to vote. Because, you know, that doesn't happen. At least that's what they keep telling me. Okay, I grabbed the wrong one, but that's okay. I'll walk you through it. I'll walk me through it. So you can see it on the screen. Well, if you're watching, you can see it on the screen. If not, you can't see it. But anyway, here's the deal. You've got, a pop-up tent at an event. You've got people walking up who can't speak English, not a lick of it, and they're welcoming them over, right? One guy says, I like Democrat, but I came here illegally. I wonder if they were set up, because this would have been great. It would have been great to do this and catch these people doing it. So Josh, the Hispanic fellow, asks again, right, I'm here illegally, can I register to vote? And the person manning the DNC booth says, yes, I'll teach you how. The Hispanic says, so this party supports illegals. He says, yeah, again. I mean, it doesn't stop. This is the party, they beat on the president to follow the letter of the law, and yet, they approve of sanctuary cities. And yet, they're teaching illegals how to vote. And you'll never see the left expose any of this stuff. You already know that. Left-wing media, not gonna happen. And this person is saying in Spanish, I want to vote because I want to be able to get Trump out of office. Right? I mean, it is that simple. And what's really great about this, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I don't want to have to go through this. But when the fellow says to him, so can I vote as an illegal? What does the DNC guy say to him? He says, no, you have to be a citizen. So, you ready for this? You ready? This is what makes it really good. So when you walk back up to the table, you have to tell me you're a citizen. I have no way to check it. Now, what's he doing? He's teaching the guy how to vote illegally. Why is that okay? Why are we not screaming about that? Why are we not in front of judges? Why do we not have, like the Dems do, why don't we have a battery of attorneys that would take the video, and slam this home? Really let these people know how bad this is. Let them, until people start feeling the pain, nothing's going to change. Right? I mean, it really is that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So New York City, you hear Mayor de Blasio all the time. He talks about, you know, what a great job he's doing in the city, what a great mayor he is, what a great this, what a great that. What he doesn't tell you or doesn't want to tell you is how much crime has risen in New York since he's become mayor. Right? Between Giuliani, and I hate to say it, Bloomberg too, who kept those processes in place, New York became a very safe city. When Giuliani came in, he came in with a baseball bat and a front loader. He cleaned the place up. That was the whole idea. You know, since de Blasio, I still want to call him de Blamio, seriously, since he took office, murder's up 50%. And rape is down 20%. Robbery up 37%. Felony assault up 18%. Burglary up 18%. Grand larceny up another 15%. Apparently he hasn't figured this out. Because if he does what California does, you just lessen the laws. Right? Seriously. These numbers would fall like crazy. Grand larceny auto is up 55%, almost 60%. I'm sorry, look at the wrong one. I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it? And shooting victims, since he's taken office, shooting victims, 240% increase in crime on shooting victims. I don't understand. And you guys in New York, you keep voting him back in. Why do you do that? I mean, there's a lot of smart people in New York City. Why do you keep voting this man back in? I just don't understand it. Please call and explain it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, now's the time to call. Now's the time to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions because of the coronavirus that hit China and has spread to other nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who's coordinating the federal response, announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry into the United States other than the immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have traveled in China within the last 14 days. The restrictions take effect on Sunday. Americans returning from China will be allowed in but will face screening at select ports of entry and required to undertake 14 days of self-screening to ensure they don't pose a public risk. Also beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin funneling flights to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for the illness. The death toll now stands at 213 with over 10,000 people globally infected. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
If you don't like this kind of music, not the show you should be listening to. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, and I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, every Friday morning, some of you don't know, I get up, And I do a couple of segments on a show out of Houston, Texas. It's called the Sam Malone Show. If you're out of Texas, if you're in that area, great show to listen to in the morning. So, and Sam is a great guy, and he's one of us. And he's probably a tad more sarcastic than I am, which is why I enjoy him so much. So anyway, we were talking about the differences between Texas and California, and he said, my God, please stop sending your people here. And it is so amazing to me, and I know some of my Democrat friends that listen to the show from time to time, look, if you're one of those middle-of-the-road kind of Democrats, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with the far left. I'm not okay with your mindset. It's like there's a group of you that are like a bunch of locusts, okay? You go into a beautifully planted field, it's got all this wonderful food growing, and you go in and you devastate the place. Look at San Francisco, totally run by Democrats, and now it's San Fran crap hole at this point. I mean, look, I'm not making fun of the people who live there. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. But how do you let that happen? I saw tarps on the ground. Somebody sent me some pictures of these tarps where they were cleaning up the park, and they were using rakes. Using not to rake up leaves, no, to rake up syringes. And these tarps had mountains of syringes on them. How do you let that happen? It's a kid's park. How mentally deficient do you have to be to let that happen? It makes, again, totally run by Democrats. Chicago. I don't think there's been a Republican elected locally there for 60 or 80 years. The death capital for the black community of the country. And this is one of those times I go back to, you deserve what you vote for. And it's happening again. Baltimore, same thing there. Every place you go, I mean, Baltimore, beautiful, beautiful waterfront, great. Every place you go, you do this. Now you're in Virginia. You've taken over Virginia. And look what you're doing there. You can do the same thing to that beautiful state. You leave areas like where I live. We have areas in Los Angeles that are really run down. They're bad. The school systems are bad. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Those people move. Democrats move from those areas. They come up to my area, which has some of the best school systems in the country, or in the state at least. Right? They have one of the safest cities in the state. They come up here and they decide, now, there's a difference. Let's get this right. There's a difference between tweaking things out. You hearing me? Adding to make it, instead of wiping things out. Why do you do that? Why do you come to one of the safest cities and say we need less police? Why do you come to one of the best cities for schools and what have you and say we need to change the education system? Because you're so blinded, you're so filled with hate towards the right, that even though everything is going well, you have to change it because my ideology, my foundation can't possibly work. And if it's working, it proves you wrong. Right? And think about it. Let that sit in for a second. Again, if you're building on to fix something, that's one thing. You're adding to programs. That's a whole different animal. We have colleges in this state where they're safe zones. Oh, not the kind you think. They're safe for a guy with a gun because the officers don't carry a gun. You have all these young people on the campus, students, teachers, what have you. You love them and care about them so much because you make sure they have the money they need to get an abortion. You make sure that they have food on campus that they can go eat if they run out of money. But God forbid you want to protect them with people who have guns. And I'm talking about security guards or police officers or what have you. We can't have that because they feel bad. Well, the heck with your feelings. I'd rather protect the hole that could end up in your body from a bullet hitting it. That ain't going to feel too good either. And then you get a bunch of boneheads going to New York. They're doing a demonstration against the police in New York. Are we serious? They want less cops? You know, somebody made a point there, which was so true. So true. When you see the Antifa group, and I've been doing this for a long time. When you see these Antifa groups out there, you see these protesters out there, how many of them look destitute? Right? How many of them look like, you know, they've all got to buy black pants, black shirts, you know, they're cowards because they have to wear the masks on their face. I'm sorry, guys. I hope one of you listening hear me say that. You're nothing but a bunch of cowards. If you're covering your face, you know, to have a fight, I mean, seriously, I'm supposed to take you seriously? So you're in New York City today, and you're having a little fit. You say that, you ready for this one? That's because you parents never let these kids pay for anything. You never let them suffer for anything. And what they say now is that fares for the trains are racist. What are they, black coins? Are they only white coins? I mean, seriously. This is the depth of conversation these people are having. That a metro fare is racist. You can't make this stuff up. Go look it up on your own. Don't just believe me. Go look it up on your own. These are conversations that are happening everywhere. They make no sense. And then when you try to talk to them about it, oh my God, you're the worst thing. I don't know. You're the worst thing since a heartburn. It just never stops. And if you think this impeachment battle is going to stop, if you think that just because of that, now they voted not to have witnesses, now they're going to vote whether to actually impeach them, then that's not going to happen. We know this already. Because these guys know there would be a civil war over something like that. 9 months out. Isn't it interesting? So interesting. And some of you are going to say, yeah, that's because you guys will steal. Let me tell you what. When you look at voter fraud, when voter fraud is perpetrated, 99% of the time, it benefits one party, the Democrats. So don't give me that stuff that we would steal the election, okay? But what are you afraid of? You have all these wonderful old white candidates with money that can run this country. Bloomberg, he's got, you know, you poor folks, that's the guy you need to vote for. Because he knows what's best for you. He even said it. You need to be hit with higher taxes. You need to have less money in your pocket. Why? So you don't hurt yourself. Are we serious here? That's why I have no sympathy for you. I have no sympathy for those of you that will only vote Democrat because those are the only people you can trust. You're going to vote for Bernie, a devout socialist who's going to double taxes. You're going to double the debt of this country. He said it. It's not Joe talking. Go look at what he says. Elizabeth Warren, she's going to give everybody reparations except for the white guy. You're the only one. You're probably going to end up going to jail, right? A re-education camp. But she, seriously, she's going to let a kid, a young transgender kid, choose who should be the head of the education department. Now, I don't care who you are, and I don't care if you're in the LGBTQ community. I know a lot of you, you don't believe it. You don't believe. I believe you choose people for these positions that are the best. Not the best woman. Not the best black person. Not the best, the best Italian. You choose the best human being for that position. The loons on the left today, I don't know if you heard this, they were arguing. They were making fun of President Trump. Because, you ready for this? There wasn't enough diversity in the group of people that were you know, laying out the plan as to how we're going to deal with the coronavirus. Let me tell you what. When I'm drowning and somebody reaches their hand out to save me, I'm not asking about their education. I'm not looking at the color of their hand. I'm not looking at how what religious values that they have. I'm looking to see if I can grab that hand. I want you to save my sorry butt. But you guys are so hung up on color that you have turned racism into one of the worst. It's worse than it was in the 50s for some people. But I think the other thing that bothers you guys to no end is that that President Trump has got one of the highest approval ratings among the black community that we've seen in decades for a Republican president, but for a president as a whole. Black folks and black communities tell you that Obama, he seeded racism, frankly, more than they had seen in decades, but not Trump. Yet the Democrats, the far-left progressive Democrats, are the ones blaming Trump for all this. Joe McTeague, your host, just on the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I totally lost my train of thought from what I was yelling about. I know I was yelling about something. Come on. Let's see if you guys were listening. Remind me what I was talking about. You know, so, oh, California, the crud that the left has done in places like California. Thank you, Joe. I'm glad you reminded me. So they move into these areas. They go back to these areas. They go into these cities. They, you know, the fellow, Sam Houston, when I was on with him, I mean, Sam Malone, he says, stop sending them here. Because they come here and they liberalize the cities. These quaint little God-loving towns that virtually have no crime in them. And these people go to these towns and they want to change everything around. Why? Why is that? Why? First of all, why change everything? Why don't you sit down, shut up, take a look at how the city runs first, And then find some of the holes there that you need to work on. But when you go into these small towns down south, and you want to change the education system because they're not teaching enough sex ed, like Gavin Newsom decided that there wasn't enough information and access to abortions for school kids, and he wasn't talking about high schoolers. Right? I mean, the twisted mind of an adult that thinks that they have to make sure that a 9, 10, 11-year-old has access to birth control or gender surgery or anything along those lines is just crazy. And I'm not saying that as an uneducated person. You've got people from Johns Hopkins University of doctors all over the world. You have a lot of these, not the majority, but a lot of these doctors on the left that are going, look, this is my team. I'm telling you, stop it. Don't do this. It isn't right. We don't know what this is going to do to these children. We have a group of parents that think, hey, I don't want my kid to feel bad. Stop it. How do you think your child's going to feel? And if you really would sit down, here's what I tell people to do all the time. Don't go to a doctor that's going to agree with you. Go to a doctor that's on the total other side of the issue and say, why shouldn't I do this? All right? And get some information you can bounce off of other doctors or go look. If you love this child you say you love so much, then why are you just going to get information to make them feel better? I know parents. It's going to start World War VII. I know parents that don't want their kids to be upset, so they only give them the food they like. And I know kids that don't eat any vegetables whatsoever. And I know kids that they'll only eat like fried type of food. So when I say that, chicken sandwiches, chicken McNuggets, those kind of things. What are you doing for your kid? You say you love your child, but what are you doing for them? Hopefully I'm poking some of you in the head. Do you think you're a bad parent if your child's mad at you? Do you think you're a bad parent if your child's upset with you that you don't give enough iPad time? I used to joke this. My kids didn't tell me they hated me at least once a month. I wasn't doing my job. That means I was doing everything they wanted me to do. No, sorry, not the way to bring them up. Kids thrive with boundaries, and don't you dare say, well, no, not mine. It's not true. Kids thrive with boundaries. Now, I know children learn differently. They have different ways of doing things. I got that part of it. You make minor adjustments. Okay? But the reality is, hey, bedtime every night, 9:30. Right? When you get up in the morning, I know some of you are going, oh, my God. I want you to think about something. You thrive at work with borders, with boundaries, with knowing what's expected of you. When your kids get in a routine, and kids love routines, they won't tell you they do. They'll tell you how much they hate them. They'll tell you how much, I heard it from my kids, how much I ruined their lives when they were young. Now it's a different story. Won't go into it, but bottom line with it is, sometimes you sit there and you're thinking you're just terrible, you're being too hard, but you're not. And I think if you're sitting there wondering if you're being terrible, if you're being too hard on your kids, then you're a good parent. Because you want to make sure you're doing it right. From a biblical standpoint, the Bible tells us not to bring our kids to wrath, but that doesn't mean that you don't make them mad. Because when your child wants for the fifth night in a row, when they want that huff on Sunday for dinner, and you say no, they're going to be pretty teed off, aren't they? When you take that iPad away from them because they've already been on it for 6 hours, they're going to be pretty mad. Do you think the Bible means give it back to them because you don't want them to be mad? No. You have to do what's right for the child. You have to do what's right for that child, spiritually, physically, and mentally. Mentally does not mean that you're always happy, because happy is a temporary state. Happy comes and goes. I'm very happy when I have my huff on Sunday. I'm not very happy when I have to buy bigger pants. It's really that simple. I believe, I'm going to have somebody on later on in the show, but I believe exactly this is what the problem is. Parents don't want to parent. They don't want to do the hard thing. Think about something. So the generation before this one, they didn't want to do the hard thing. They don't want their kids not to like them. They want their kids to always feel good. And that's how we ended up with millennials. because they don't know how to do the hard thing. They don't know how to push through. If their boss doesn't get really excited and happy and tell them that every keystroke they do on a keyboard is good and happy and wonderful, then they're useless. They're dead. They don't know what to do. That's not how it should work. Let your kids go through adversity with you. Right? When they're young and they're at home, that's when they should screw up. That's when you should let them screw up. Make mistakes. Things that you can, you know, just before they kill themselves, and I don't mean that suicide-wise, then you can step in and save them, but let them go through some aggravation. Seriously. Your kids don't become tough when you stand in front of them and protect them from everything. I don't care whether that's whether it comes to academics or in the real world. And I don't mean academics, not the real world, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, the joke. How did we ever... My daughter gets mad when I say this, but how did we ever survive as a species without Purell? I'm just curious. I see kids when I go to the elementary schools. Right there. I'm sorry. You can slap me later. Off the backpacks, they got these little bottles. All the kids got these little bottles of Purell. You ever read what's in there? It ain't good for your skin. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. And, you know, California, the nanny state. And then you've got Bloomberg. He would make it the nanny country. So the bottom line with it is, when you guys decide you want to get out of this crap hole that you made here in California, why would you go to Texas and make that a crap hole too? I could run down a list of things they've done in California that has nothing to do with what makes this state better. When this state was Republican run, yeah, it was a great place to be. It thrived. We had the best education systems in the country, including schools. We're now 43rd in the country. Good job, Newsom. Great job you did. Right? We've got some of the highest crime rates. We've got the highest homeless rates. And you keep voting them in. You get what you deserve. I don't even know how to go any further with that. You get what you deserve. All right, I calm down now, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, because you can't be part of the solution if you don't get involved. Can't be part of the solution if you simply don't engage. Now, if you do head up to the website, I wish you would during the break, why don't you give me your email address? I send out one email a week, let you know what's going on with the show. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. You decide what night you want to tune in or don't. You can help support some of the sponsors. But if you don't want to get involved, some of you say, look, I don't really care much about the computer thing. I don't spend a lot of time on that. I had somebody tell me the other day, you know, don't send me an email unless you tell me you're sending it. I said, well, how do I tell you I'm sending it? I'm going to call you. If I call you, I don't need to send it. I can talk with you. But some of you who really don't like the emails, you can get a text alert. Simple. Just text TRS. Are you listening? TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. I sent out a text message shortly before the show starts, let you know that we're coming up and maybe even what the topics we're going to be talking about. And you can always, the other thing you can always do when you head over to the website, there's a donate button. Because as many of you know, if you follow some of the conservative commentators online, and a friend of mine recently had their page pulled, and there's just so many things coming against Christian and or conservative and or Republican commentators, Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of them are shutting us down. It's one of the ways we make money. You can always hit the donate button, skip a cup of coffee at that really expensive coffee joint, and give me the money. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a little bit. You'll see the real side of GCN Live.